Hi, I'm Ben Trefney, KALW's news director, asking for your support in KALW's spring membership campaign. Go to KALW.org and click donate now. We appreciate it.
KALW.
This is Cross Currents. I'm Hena Baba. When you think about immigration and deportation in the U.S., one population may not immediately come to mind: Black immigrants from Africa and the Caribbean. It's a growing population, estimated at between 2 and 4 million people, and they too have been facing deportation. The Center for American Progress estimates 400,000 undocumented Africans in the U.S., and many say they're being ignored in a time of travel bans and tough immigration policy. BAJI, or the Black Alliance for Just Immigration, is working to bring Black immigrant issues to the forefront. But it hasn't been easy to get support. Bay Area coordinator Devontae Jackson joined me in studio to tell me why. First, I asked him what issues they're following right now.
There's temporary protected status that is expiring for Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone.
What is temporary protective status?
It's a lawful status given to people from certain countries, and the Department of Homeland Security chooses which countries have temporary protected status.
Based on, like, what's going on in their countries?
And so it was the Ebola outbreak that impacted these three countries, Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. But now the department is saying that the Ebola outbreak is no longer an issue. Therefore, it's safe for these folks to go back home.
Therefore, go back home?
Right.
Like ending the program.
So ending temporary protected status. So what that means is that there's other lawful status that people can obtain. But if their only lawful status is temporary protected status right now, then they'll become undocumented.
BAJI issued a report and a news release that the 60-day notification deadline for temporary protective status redesignation is approaching May 23rd for Haitian nationals, for people from Haiti. What does that mean? That's coming up.
So temporary protective status was established for Haitians during the earthquake in 2010. And so similar to the Ebola outbreak scenario, the Department of Homeland Security is now saying that it is safe for Haitians to go back to Haiti, and they're prioritizing their removal. And so this is at the same time there's a bunch of political struggle happening in Haiti, as well as Hurricane Matthew, and there's been a cholera outbreak. So by no means is it safe for folks to go back to Haiti in this moment.
And in your release, it says if TPS redesignation of Haiti is not granted, as many as 50,000 Haitians living across the U.S. will be stripped of work authorization and will be prioritized for ICE removal.
Right. And so we've been doing a lot of advocacy around getting DHS to redesignate TPS for these impacted countries. But, you know, it's a Trump administration, so it's going to take a lot of power and a lot of resistance to get them to change their agenda.
Do you feel your work is harder now?
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. We have to definitely dig deeper and get more people involved and really create models for community defense, because we're in the moment right now where we need to protect our neighbors, where we need to protect our families, our community. And that's really what BAJI is trying to do, is build models so we can do deportation defense, so that we can help keep as many as our folks as possible here with their families.
So your organization uniquely brings together the concerns of Black immigrants and Black immigrant communities, but also African Americans who are not immigrants. And so what are some of your biggest challenges?
I think building true solidarity is actually really hard and challenging work. because a lot of people will lift up the fact that there's Black immigrant communities who treat African-American communities as if they're thugs, gangsters, all of these things that are a popular opinion about African-Americans in the U.S., right? A lot of Black immigrants come in holding these kind of sentiments. And we acknowledge those feelings, acknowledge that hurt, that pain, and acknowledge the division that is very real. And what we try to really do is get people to not look at the individual, acknowledge individual experience and individual hurt, but really look at the institution, the systemic issues that are facing our communities.
And they relate in that way? Like, that's how you...
Oftentimes, we do.
Uh-huh.
For example, I'm African-American, too, and oftentimes I lift up my experience. So my family came from Louisiana to settle in Oakland, also fleeing, you know, racialized violence from the South, educational opportunities. And when we tease out those stories, we see that there's actually very similarities to why people are moving, why people are migrating. And then we really talk about the policies that are forcing people to migrate. We talk about neoliberal policies that devastated, like, the rice economy in Haiti and flooded it with, you know, our rice and undermined their local economy, right? And the devastation and the poverty that they were experiencing caused a lot of migration, caused a lot of Haitians to seek jobs in, like, Brazil and things. There's thousands of Haitians who are actually coming from Brazil to the U.S.-Mexico border because of policies like this rice policy that flooded their markets. And so once we talk about some of these things, we see that the system is really the boot on our neck. We're stronger together in all of our diverse beauty. It's powerful.